Okay, so we're talking now. There's nobody on yet, so we'll just learn here in person. So in Perek Bet, we started talking about Yonah's conversation with Hashem. In chapter Bet, we started talking about Yonah's conversation with Hashem from the stomach of the fish, which means in the mashal, it's the neshama is having a conversation with Hashem from the Gehenna. We said the belly of the big fish is a Gehenna. And he says, what'd you do to me? This is crazy. I'm suffering such pain. And then he says, in the end, I realize though that the pain is for my benefit because now I'm cleansed and I'll be able to appreciate Olam Haba better. And that was a pasuk, Hafuni mayim ad nefesh. I'm like, Yisov aveni suf, chavush l'roshi. And I'm surrounded, but chavush l'roshi, this is going to end up being good for me. No, bitatef, when my soul was like, no, that's what he said. The kitzvei harim, and he really is complaining to Hashem. Basically, the point is he realizes the Odesh. Now he comes with a different angle than the Shabbat. The Neshama says, Hashem, don't leave me down here. Remember all the good that I did in my life. V'hitatef alai nafshi. Okay. When my nefesh is like, I guess, being beat up. Et Hashem zacharti. I remember Hashem. That tavo alecha tfilati. And I davened El Heichal Kodeshecha, that I should come to your Heichal. So it says the Gra, Achshav matchil la'azkir miktsas ma'isav ha'tovim she'asa kodem ma'isav. So he starts remembering all the good deeds that he did before he died. She'af b'shein shuvasa mechubelis, but the problem was he only started doing them when he was getting sick. He got sick. He was starting to feel ill. So all of a sudden now he starts doing tshuva. So ain't tshuvato mekubelet kol kach. It's not the best tshuva to wait until the person's at the end of their life and they feel they're about to die. Oh, now I shall remember about you. Mikol makom, even though it's not the best tshuva, mo'ilo. It does help for one thing. La'alato achar sheyizbol hakol migehenu. Person does tshuva early on in life, they're able to fix the problem. Maybe they won't have to go to Gehenna. They'll fix their neshama. They're doing on a good path. They're good. They wait till the last minute. So all they added on was they added on a ray of hope to their neshama. They didn't really fix all the problems. They added on one ray of hope. What's the ray of hope? And after they're finished doing the process that requires that Gehenna does to the neshama, at the end they're going to go to Gan Eden because of that tshuva. When I was overtaken by illness, panal Hashem, I faced up to Hashem. And even though shemach madochko, even I did it because I was impoverished. However, Hashem berov rachamav, Hashem listened. Tashev enosh ad, because really. Really, even though one pasuk says that one part, the Gemara says that there's a kind of a contradiction, because one pasuk says that Hashem does not want tshuva after when you're doing it from out of pain, but another pasuk says Tashev enosh adaka, Hashem gives pain, v'amar yeshuva b'nei, and he wants people to do tshuva. So according to the Gra, it's not the best way to do tshuva, but it's worth still something. So that's what the pasuk means here. When my nefesh was being pounded, et Hashem zacharti, that's when I remembered God. So the neshama says to Hashem, I'm in Gehenna, but don't leave me here forever. I remembered you at one point. Remember, I remembered you about you when I was about to die. But tavo alecha tefilati, and you heard what I said. Al eleicha kodesh, to eventually come to heichal kodesh. to eventually come to your Beit, to your Olam Haba. Okay, unbelievable idea, scary idea over here. This is intense. Well, that's what he says. Then, a few more psukim in Parak Bet. We'll try to wrap it up here. Mishamrim havlei shav, chazdam yazov. So then, he says like this: those that watch the havalim. What's havalim? Like in Kohelet, havel havalim, akol havel. Everything's nothing. Things are not the futilities of this world, the useless thing. Mishomrim avleishav. Those people that were watching over the futile stuff, they were guarding over their worldly possessions. B'china markoelik v'sanekit kol amali shanichenu gamzeh v'kol shekin b'shas misosoy shu havleishav l'rik. So those people, so now the Hashem, now he's the neshama is again responding and says, you see, I did tshuva. Because I know, at the time I died, I finally realized something. I realized that the people that are watching over the futile things that we ran after our whole life, chazdam ya'azov, they left behind opportunities for chesed. Because money is given to a person lasot chesed, to do with the chesed. She'en olav el kegabai. This is a gra. You know, it's the same as one over here. A person's whatever he has in this world, there's a tafkid for it. There's a purpose why it was given to you. So you have to make sure you're accomplishing the purpose. Va'av b'mitato yikomokom yazov ma'asot chesed. So the neshama said, look, I realize now that which a person is holding on to their whole life, some people still at the time of death are still holding on to it. And some people at the time of death realize it wasn't worth it, or I don't need it. So the people that are holding on to it still at the time of death are leaving their chesed behind, meaning leaving their opportunities to do chesed. So what's the neshama saying? I think what the neshama is saying is, I at least realized at the time of death what the truth is all about. So you should accept me. You should accept me back for the tshuva that I did, at least then. Okay? The Rashi, by the way, says a nice chat here. It says, I'm not sure exactly, but he basically says that, you know, you're treating me worse than you're treating the goyim on the boat. I am doing tshuva. I'm here inside the stomach of the animal. At least let me out. The people on the boat, you know, but I don't really fully understand Rashi's problem. V'ani b'kol toda azab cholecha. I will give you, Hashem, if you let me out, I will bring korbanot of todah for you. Hashem, nadarti, hashalim, everything I promise I will do, Yeshua, tell Hashem. As long as I have the Yeshua, please, Hashem, let me out of this jail over here. What does the neshama mean? So he says he's doing vidui. Pani bekol todah. So the Gra says, todah in the Pashup Shah means a korban todah. But in the Moshal, todah means vidui. The Moshal hodah, admission. You know, to thank someone is really admitting you owe them. So in Hebrew, it's the same shoresh. Modim anachnu lach means we thank you. Hoda'ah is when you admit something. And vidui is the admission of sin. It's all the same word, because really in the shoresh of it is that it's all an admission that you owe something to someone. Either you admit that you owe it, or even thanking the person is an admission that you were a recipient, and therefore you owe them something back. Right? Or vidui of averus, that you're admitting you did something wrong. So v'ani b'kol todah, I'm doing vidui now. Azab chaloch, and accept my neshama as a carbon. and I gave out the tzedakah that I was supposed to give. Basically, remember back when I was sick at the end of my life, I promised I gave tzedakah. Remember those zechuyot. So, what happens? Vayomer Hashem la'dog. Hashem says to the dog, Vayake et Yonah yavasha. And the dog spits out Yonah onto the yabasha. Let's think about the marshal here. Hashem spits out. So finally, Hashem tells the malach that's holding the neshama in Gehenna to let go and spit out the neshama to the yabasha. What's the marshal? The yabasha's Gan Eden in the marshal. So he's able finally through these prayers to eventually come back to Gan Eden. And that's how the second chapter ends. And now the neshama, the first half of the cycle is almost over. What happens? The neshama got a mission. It got its mission. It didn't want to do the mission. And eventually, you know, was having a hard time in life. Finally realized certain things. At the end, it was too late. It got thrown in. It's praying in Perek Beis to... from, you know, that it's praying in chapter 2 from the grave. It goes from the grave to the Gehenom, and it's praying to be let out. And finally, at the end of chapter 2, the neshama's request to be let out of Gehenom is accepted, and the neshama is now in Gan Eden. Now, there's another two chapters still. So we have to figure out what's going to happen now. Okay. Okay.